Man, probably a fun fact on me is that I like to read. Like I like to read. That's a lost art nowadays. Oh, my great uncle is Jesse Owens. He won 4 gold medals in 1936.
I always want to leave people with this, man, to all the viewers and everybody out there, man. Make sure you guys finish the story. Make sure you guys finish your journey because somebody's going to need it.
Yeah. All you got to do is push the bad button. That's all you got to do. Push the back button.
Try not to think about the future too much so you can maximize the now.
Who's your favorite rap artist?
Man, to be honest, it's crazy. Tupac always been my number one, right? Like, he got me through so much stuff, but Lil Wayne has been in the modern day.
I said, what does it really take? What does it really take to be great, Drew? And he looked at me and he was like, you really want to know? And he was like, to be honest, everything you did to get here, you need to be consistent times 10. What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody out there doing today? Welcome to the Number Basketball Show. This your boy, Coach Lee. Wednesday night, we're back at it like we're mad at it. 2 days away from the weekend. Know how we do it around here. It's time to run with you guys. So you know what? With that being said, got to bring on the main man. What's up, Uncle Lounging Leroy Jr.?
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. After early this week, call me International Leroy. Your boy got passports, man. So coming to a town near you from a place that you don't know about. But look, today it is 1-2-3 Wednesday, and it's a nothing but basketball show, man. Definitely got a show ahead. Shout out to everybody that's joining the stream. But we got to get things started. And who hanging out with us? So many people today. We're going to bring in our guy, Coach Hill, man. Let's welcome to the show, man. Hey.
How y'all doing, man? Another Wednesday, another blessed day. Yes, sir. Let's get it.
Hey, Daniel Sir. I was telling you, this whole show, his nickname is Daniel Sir. Yes, sir. Let's get it, man. So we about to bring up our other host, man, the new addition to the team. Got to bring him on all the way from the Bean, man, a Bostonian, the home of the Boston Globe. Everything Boston, man, I got too. What's
that,
man?
What's going on with everybody? How y'all doing tonight?
I said everything but the Boston Celtics, man. I purposely left him out. You come on and talk about the Boston Celtics.
Boston Central. Man, man, you know me, man. I mean, it's New England. You know what I'm saying? What do you expect?
Repping it. Yes, sir.
So how's it going on, man? How's it going on for the day? We getting things started out there? In Boston,
we're going to start it off. I'll start it off. Man, playoffs tonight, man. Crucial game for the Clippers. They've hung around all year throughout the postseason. No Kawhi again tonight. No Zubac. As I said in prior shows this week, man, Phoenix shaved some points the other night, but I don't think they shave any points tonight. I think all three of their guys have good games with the supporting cast. I think it's night tonight for Clipper
County. You didn't do your homework, man. But hey, you know what? We're gonna bring an actual hoop on the show. Cause you know one thing about these Wednesday shows, we got the Waco Terror players. Man, we got actual hoopers on here. So let's get our Waco Terror star. Let's get him on the screen, man. Let's get him on the big screen with us.
Appreciate it.
Wow. What's up, Sean, man? How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Appreciation for hanging out there, man. I'm telling you, hey, shout out to you, Daniel, son. All your players, they come on. It's like cool as ice water. Look at you like, no,
that's
this show,
man. That's drinking, man. Cool. No pressure.
Well, you're, but hey, you know, welcome to the show, man. So what, you out there in Waco? Where you hanging out with us at?
I stay 30 minutes from Waco. It's a town called Hillsborough. It's a country town out there.
Yes, sir, the borough.
I've heard of Hillsborough before. Is that like Hillsborough Farms?
Nah, I know what you're talking about. It's not that though.
See, I didn't take, I'm public school smart. I didn't take, was it world geography? I would have not known that Hillsborough Farms is not in where you're from. Just like when I was coming to Texas, Dallas, I did not know that Land O'Lakes was not the Land O'Lakes that made the butter. Sorry, I'm striking out, but let's get this show started. Who's hanging out with? Look like we got some comments already going.
Yes, sir. We got Chris St. Clair checking in with us. 100. We see you, Chris.
Whoa, appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate the check-in, baby.
Got a man, Smoke, a gaming coordinator slash director and all of your bub. What's up, man?
Nothing but gaming. All gaming. That's our guy. But yes, sir. So, you know, definitely give a shout out to everybody hanging out with us. But let's get those that screen, these NBA playoffs started. Like, that's what we talk about, right? Let's get these NBA playoffs now. Let's get these numbers started.
Man. Big night. Big night. Big night, man.
Big injuries as well.
Yeah, that too.
All the injuries.
I think what every team has had their best player has missed some time, at least one game now.
Yeah.
About to be. With John's him being out. Trey was out the last game. CP3 missed the first two games, and then Kawhi's been out for all 5 games so far.
Yeah. Talk about a soap opera. Talk about coming into this season thinking your team was going to win. And looking at months later and your team sitting at home, and it's surprising how it happened. But in all the injuries are part of the game. Yeah. Can't blame them on none of that. You go out there, next man up, and we see the last 4 teams remaining dealing with that mentality, and it's getting them up to this point.
Let me tell you what's crazy now. You know, that's one thing. You took self-accountability. Now, LeBron James, he's going around saying, blaming a short season for all these players getting injured. So, you know, what do you think? Do you think it's a short season or maybe just poor training?
It's a little bit of both. And I won't go all the way downhill what LeBron's saying. But at the same time, you have a job. And I just think of it as being young. And bleeding basketball, loving basketball, playing every day. And still to myself saying, if I kept my basketball dreams going, that's what I'll be doing. I'll be eat, sleep, and shit in basketball. So for LeBron, who eats, sleep, and shit basketball, yeah, you can complain sometimes. You're the man. I'm not going to call him the king. You're the man. So you just got to go out there and take it, man. Your team got a chip last year, wasn't healthy. Your big man, AD, ain't coming healthy. Look big in the beginning of the season, try to get that weight back. And couldn't do it.
Yeah. All right. So, Shaw, we asked the last Waco player this. So, you know, this has been heavy on my mind ever since. So,
yeah.
How many times a week do you practice?
For basketball? It's every day. It's every day.
Thank you. Salute you, brother.
You got to be consistent.
Exactly. That's the thing. So in my mind, so I'm crediting all these, you know, these high surge of injuries to maybe these players not practicing. They're not used to practicing every day. They're not staying in shape because they had the ability to stay at home, eat potato chips, Netflix and chill, and get fat.
So they take games off all the time too.
That part.
Yeah.
That part. All right. So let's see what Jonathan Taylor got. All right. Shout out to him. Game and manager. So he got Phoenix in Atlanta.
I'm a ride out the disagree side. I still think the Bucks take this serious. I still think they have the team to play without Giannis. I'm just going to bank on it. And today it came out no structural damage. And, I mean, the Bucks can play the long game and keep him out, but they'll let him sit out for the next game. But Giannis will be back. And I think his boys got him this time around. They got to.
All right, so we got one buck. So, Shaw, you on the hot seat. So, what you say? Who you got? You got the Bucks. You think the Bucks gonna take this one?
Giannis got to play. He got to play this game. Because if he don't, they got a pretty good chance of losing. So if he don't play, I got the Hawks. But if he do, I got the Bucks.
All right. So, Coach Lee, you over there quiet behind the control. What you got?
Hey, I'm in agreement with Gene saying the Bucks have no more smoke. They need 34 like a MF.
That's my dude, man. That's my dude.
What they do? What they do at home? What the Hawks do at home last night? With those guys? With those?
They sell tickets, bro. That's what I'm saying. Last night,
the supporting cast. No, the supporting cast without Trey played a hell of a game. You give a shout out to those players, Nate McMillan. They adjusted. Great game by them. But now it's the Bucks. It's the Bucks' turn. They go to Milwaukee. Same situation. Their players will step up at home. That's the way the NBA playoffs work. I'm gonna take the Bucks in the next game, and the Bucks are gonna win the seven.
Bucks are done. Let me tell you this. Watch this. So we posted this question in the group. You know, is Middleton the number one? Is he the star? Everyone's saying, Giannis, the Green Freak, is the star. That right there shows you that they confused because Middleton is the man. Yes, they need Giannis to play, but Chris Middleton has the ability to step up. To me, he's the true star. Yeah. And if Giannis, and they look lost. Shout out to my dude G. They look beat during that last game when he wasn't in there. They done, man. Who you got, Coach Hill?
I have Atlanta and the Suns, man. That's who I'm rocking with. You know me. I don't do much talking with it, man. I just feel like, and I'm not trying to. Middleton's a motherfucking goon. Hell yeah, Genie's a goon. But I have the Suns and the Hawks, man, in the finals. I feel like the Bucks are done if Giannis doesn't play. But Middleton is a beast. You know, he showed to step up in his absence. But is that going to be enough to overcome Atlanta?
Right, that's my whole thing. It's like, who's this team that they got out there now? You know, so Giannis is not out there. You know, he's not at full capacity. So their whole scheme, because the Bucks is a scheme team. That's how they score the most points. That's how they play. So they won't have that. I don't think the coach is going to have time to adjust. So yeah, the Bucks are out of there.
You want to put 50 on it?
50 what? 50 what?
$50.
Hey, I got $100 in my cash app for taking somebody in my Apple Cash for taking somebody money.
You can take it. I take that $100 back from you.
Look, we'll put a book aside. What we do?
We gonna go Bucks win the series.
Bucks win the series.
Bucks win the series. I'm damn right.
Booker, mark it down.
Mark them down. Click it. Screenshot it. Write it down.
That's how we do it, man. Nothing but basketball, man. Goddamn, I got to go push up the whole Buck team. I'm throwing the whole Buck for the rest of the playoff.
I ain't going to get my push up, but I'm going to get that money today. That was fascinating.
He's buying it.
Ain't happening. Captain, ain't happening, Captain. Oh man, so all right, I like that, man. So
y'all ready for some ice cream in a few days?
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna treat everybody to Sports Talk and Friends cups with your $100, sir. Appreciate you. Cups on me, baby. Man, so. Before we get ready to take this quick break, man, what y'all got on this? So we got Smoke. He said, who was that saying? We got the Hawks and, man, his comment's going up like that. So Smoke, he said he got the Hawks and Phoenix. So we got the Bucks. So who y'all got before we get up, take this quick break?
In the finals, I got Phoenix and Atlanta.
Bucks and Clippers.
I've been saying Trey Young, man. I'm all on TikTok saying Trey Young, man. So, hey, hold on. I'm glad this going on TikTok too, because all y'all was like, when I said Trey Young, that's you, Coach. He's a good talent.
Here we go. First of all, this going to score. I didn't want to say nothing about this, but I'm going to throw this out there.
Yeah.
They played without Trey Young. They won by 27 points. Mavericks play without Luka, they lose them by 60. Now, who's the better of the two players? Who's got the best? Who has a better supporting cast? I think Trey team just proved that yesterday.
Yeah, Trey's team definitely has the, they have the better pieces.
That's true. That's true. I have, you know, hey, I'm going to tell y'all one thing. Look, you know what y'all view? One thing that's, like, all synonymous to Dallas Cowboys fans, they find a way to weasel and make their points. I don't know how he get made, you know, was able to put Luka into that and said that he didn't have a good supporting cast with, what, KP is one of the highest paid players?
Stop. Stop. He's a he's a newly crowned playoff piece, so we're going to just keep that right there.
All right, we're about to take a quick break, man, but definitely got to get something. We got, you know what, we got to get Sean. You got to definitely get our last part. Where before we take this break, run us to this break, Sean. You got us a break for it? I put you on the spot, so it's all good.
Oh, wait, say it again? I didn't even hear you.
Just take us to a break. Just break us. It's like, hey, thank y'all for watching. Boom, we're about to take a quick break.
Hey, appreciate it for watching, y'all. We're about to go on break. We'll be back.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tamara Moore, former WNBA guard and current head coach at Mesabi Range College. I want to give a big shout out to STWF Media, the big brand, for showing love and always being about those good sports. Make sure you guys show them love. You and your community can join them every week to talk about sports. Shouts out to them and make sure you check them out.
Yay! And we back with another basketball show, man. Definitely got a Waco Terror player, Shaw, hanging out with us, man. That was a pretty cool break right there, man. You might have a lane in media. You know, so he come ready for the stream. Nice. So,
all right. So next topic we got. We're gonna talk about this man. Some people know him as Hardaway, but we all, you know what I'm saying, know him as Penny. That's in Penny Hardaway. He recently interviewed for the Orlando Magic job. What do y'all think about that?
Well, I'm going first because you went first the last time.
Well, you go. I was waiting on you. Did
he play for the Orlando Magic?
He did. Yeah.
Strike one. So he's too vested like that. I know. And then strike two, his thing is college. He's been at Memphis. He's changed that organization, that program around. Stay there. Like, I don't think, you know, his first – has he been an NBA coach before?
No.
I don't believe he has.
I don't think he's been an NBA coach before. So I don't want his first chance to be with a team he needs to play for because he would be too vested. So I don't think it was a good idea for him – going to Orlando anyway.
Hey, I'm gonna take back. I'm gonna piggyback off that, man. My whole thing is not every coach, like, he's built up that Memphis program, no doubt, but not every coach is meant to coach on the NBA level. You know, you've seen a lot of coaches go from the college level to the NBA level and flop. Yep. You know, so you got to find where, you know, he has to find where he's comfortable at or where he's, you know, successful at. Because, you know, I'm sure Duke's coach had plenty of chances to go coach in the NBA, but he didn't. He stayed and built a legacy at Duke.
Right.
So I really feel like Penny Hardaway is going to stay with Memphis and build that legacy at Memphis.
So there was a quote from him that came out today. So Penny said, "I couldn't step away from what I started. One day it would be a dream to coach in the NBA in Orlando Magic, but we still have unfinished business at Memphis."
Yeah, there he needs to stay.
Ooh. It definitely is. He got the opportunity in the interview, man. Not only because he used to play there. I'm only picked because he used to play there. I just put it as because the way the NBA is going is a lot of young guys in the NBA. And, Penny, before he was a Memphis coach, was on the AAU circuit. So – he kind of what connects to these young kids in Orlando has a lot of young talent. So it kind of equaled out, but I mean, he didn't take the job. He wanted to finish what he wanted to do in Memphis. Got Larry Brown over there now. You know, got to turn Memphis to a top 10 team now.
Yeah, that facts.
Now, in my message, Uncle Leroy voice, I didn't think he ever had a chance for the job because, honestly, what they've been doing lately, they've just been parading black coaches, especially female coaches around. I just like they just had a last opening that what with Chauncey Billups he got, but it was supposedly with a, you know what I'm saying? There's so much controversy right now with this head coaching position in the NBA, and I think it's all strategically done just to get more media time. But what Gene got up there?
He said he's been coaching college ball. That's experience. Nashville bum has had no experience to go get a job, I believe. NBA needs black coaches in the league. Nash got a job. Celtics coach just got bumped up and he sucked.
That's my point. That's my point. They parading around these jobs. He never even stood a chance.
Now I'll disagree with the Udoka. I'll disagree with the Udoka to the Celtics. He's definitely paved his way through years, been assistant on teams. He was just an assistant this year before he got the job. So I disagree with a little bit of what y'all saying. I mean, the way the coaching is going right now, it's the way it should be going right now. The players and the organizations, the players that play should have their coach. These GMs and everything, they don't know about coaches. The people that choose coaches, you can tell if it's a GM move. The players, real what the players do. The players, give the players what they want to tell you to the coach. The GMs and the staff don't know what the hell they're doing. You see what happens when the staff thinks they know what they're doing. They don't know.
You said give the players what they want. The players don't know what they want. That's what I'm saying.
The players
don't get coaches fired. The players say hire the coach. The players say hire the coach. And basically the GM say, hey, we're gonna hire this coach for you. But guess what? If this coach doesn't do what he's supposed to do.
Okay, well, I'm gonna put it in your turn. Who said hire McCarthy?
Huh?
For the Dallas Cowboys. Who said hire McCarthy? If the players say hire the coach. Who said hire McCarthy?
No, bro. You can't step over the line. This is basketball talk. Football is different. We just talked about this before the show started. Football is different. That's true, is different. But we see who's playing in the football. We see who the stars are in the NFL.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this. Tell me what player's coach has won a championship.
What players coach has Jason won a Kidd. Championship?
Steve Kerr.
Who?
Jason Kidd.
Phil?
So that team, so the players on that team act for Steve Kerr.
Who?
Whoever, that's what y'all said. You said that is your definition in the NBA, you said the players act for the coach. So I'm just trying to backtrack and find a history.
The way the league's going right now, absolutely. Is a higher chance of a player saying, I want this coach, than a player saying, I don't want this coach. It's a higher chance of a player saying, I want this coach. If that coach is getting hired, it's because one of the star players said, I want him. If it's not okay. Then that's the GM.
Good point. When they asked for Phil Jackson to come back, his ass was trash. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm just saying.
It's Phil Jackson at 90 years old. Hold on. And they said, hold on. They said, Phil Jackson, take the whole castle. You're 85 years old. Take the whole castle. And he almost got lucky with Porzingis. Almost got lucky. That's crazy. But nah, man. The coach, I feel like the way the coaching stuff is going right now, I like it. I like it in the league, man. I like that Chauncey Billups got an opportunity to have a job. He should be a GM, but hey, that's for another story. So,
true, because we see what happened when Chauncey Billups got the job, and this guy's known for flopping. Come on.
Hey, all I gotta say is the players, they are calling the shots. Somebody argued me down about a month ago by Carlisle. He's the best thing we got. Carlisle's wise ass gone now up to Indy.
And guess what? And nobody in Indy wanted him to come back there. Guess what that was? A GM move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And guess who's in the conference finals? Nate McMillan, who they didn't want.
Yeah.
In the finals? Who
wanted?
Conference finals.
In the finals?
In the conference finals. The Hawks.
Yeah.
You said they didn't want the finals.
Huh?
You about to lose $100.
Who, dog?
You.
The Bucks losing.
Bucks win by 10+ tomorrow night.
Booker, we gonna see.
Topic number three, fellas. I call this one, nah, fam. This one is in reference to Dennis Schroeder. He's expecting
$100 to $120 million.
Hell no. That sounds kind of like a consensus.
I don't even have to go into detail for that.
I'm a Lakers fan, and he doubled down on himself. He should have took this contract last year that they asked him to take, and he didn't take it. And then his performance in the postseason was terrible. It's trash. He was supposed to be the third fiddle whenever stuff went wrong, and stuff went all the way south, and you couldn't even do nothing. So you're coming to the table this year, and now you want more money. You're demanding more money. I mean, you'll get some money, but you ain't getting that.
That man was sinking.
Drowned. So it's a good thing you know that you're missing his last postseason performance. So he scored 8 points in game four. He scored a goose egg in game five.
That boy sound like Ben Simmons.
And he put up 20 in game six, but 16 of them were in the second half.
What was the field goal?
One thing to note about him, the end of season, the last note to end on him for the end of the season, he did have the COVID before playoffs started. So he did play in a circumstance. I don't know what type of body his reaction was to the body in the COVID, but he had COVID. So that was ended a bad season in which he doubled down on himself. He should have took the money, but COVID made it even worse for him now. Because now,
right?
What he said, G got smoking OG Kush. That motherfucker was high when he said that shit.
But they got Fizdale though. Shout out to the Lakers on getting my guy Fizdale as an assistant coach today. Look out for him to be that new head coach soon enough. Because Vogel ain't going to be in there much longer.
Fact.
All right, we're ready to take a quick break, man. So what we got on? You got any more things on this last topic? Well, this topic here?
No, he just like, it seemed like it was unanimous across the board that he's smoking on this stuff. He tripping. He hanging out with Smokey and the chicken coop.
He didn't chill with KCP, so he all right. He didn't get robbed.
So we're going to take us a quick break. We're going to come back with that, you know, my favorite part of the show, the Waco Terror updates. We'll be right back in about 20, 25 seconds.
That was good with the people. It's Montrell McNeander, NFL linebacker for the Cleveland Browns and Grambling alumni. I had to come through today. Give a special shout out to my dudes over at STWF Media, the big brand, where you can talk sports with the other NFL players, fans in their Facebook community. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go get them boys a shout out. Go check out their page. And I promise you, man, you're gonna love everything that you hear and enjoy.
What you doing? Lounging Leroy?
Hey! Don't worry about the man behind the green suit, Kurt.
What Adam? Yes,
man. Yes, sir. We back with more of the Nothing But Basketball. This is your guy, Lounge Leroy. Got my guy, Coach Lee, and we got Daniel, sir. Wait, no, that's Daniel, sir. And we got home Boston Globe's on too, and our guy, man, Waco Terror Show. So this is the last section, huh? When we talk about Waco Terror.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
it's that time of the year, man, where we're trying to make another run for a championship, man. You know, we fell short in the NBL, but now, you know, hey, we're the number 8 seed and we play the Cyclones. We played them a few weeks ago, and we smashed them pretty good. But you know, they plan on coming in. I'm pretty sure with some type of game plan, and so do we, man. We're hungry for a championship, so we're gonna take it one game at a time, man. And also the number 7 team, the SBA Elite, plays the USA Elite team out of Central Texas. That should be a solid game, but I mean, the only game we focused on is what we can control. So you know, you have us versus Cyclones Saturday, July 3rd at 12 p.m. I mean, it's an early game, but it's 4th of July weekend. We're trying to let people go chill with their families and stuff. So that's at Aquila High School, 404 North Richards, Aquila, Texas, man. So anybody want to come out, check it out. Man, we need all the support we can get. Real talk. You know, we got our point guard back. We got our point guard, Chaney, back off of injury. He looked pretty good last time we played the Cyclones. You know, our whole team will be there. Martez Young, Devon Wilson, Shaw will be there, you know, and you know, he going to catch some bodies, real talk. Mr. Most Wanted himself, man. You know, he's been catching a lot of bodies across, like I said earlier, across the United States. So, you know, that's what we doing, man, across the state. We catching bodies. And we're going to try to bring a championship back to the terror, you know, because we don't just represent Waco. We got players from all over Central Texas. So we're bringing it back to Central Texas for us, man.
I don't know how far this drive is from what's the name of the place? Aquila? I'm telling you, when I seen that fly, I was like, I thought I was mispronouncing it. But how you pronounce that city?
Aquila.
Okay.
You're right. You're right.
Support. Oh, that's man.
How far is it, Charlotte? It ain't that far. It's about what, 20 minutes, 25 minutes,
yeah,
right down the street?
20, 25.
Oh, at all. It's not here at all. All right, listen.
All right, definitely. So, if y'all in Central Texas, y'all definitely go check them out.
You know,
all right, man. Hopefully, y'all get this dub, man. Shout out everybody's support. You know, if you're out there in the area, go out there, grab you a good ticket, man. Weekend of the 4th, you know, before you pop the fireworks.
Before you pop the fireworks, the bottles, whatever you gonna pop that night, man. Come on, check us out. You
make sure y'all hit the stores, man, before Sunday, because matter of fact, no, it's the 4th. I think you can get LQ before a certain time. I don't know what time y'all liquor stores close around y'all part of Texas. No, I've been to Texas. Oh my God,
you ain't getting nothing on Sunday.
No liquor on Sunday.
Oh my God.
Anybody drinking no beer all the time? We on that drink.
Cowboys games, they're like, oh, you got to get this up before 6 o'clock. I'm like, what?
Yes, sir. Yes, Texas. Yes,
but one more thing, you know, to this segment of the show, man, you know, a lot of things go through people's minds when they prepare for playoff games. You know, this ain't nothing new to us. We're used to being successful. And that is that winning championships? No, it's just having a successful program. So, man, any questions you got for Shaw, man, go on and fire away. He's not just a basketball player. He's also a student. So he's very knowledgeable of the game. He's a smart young man. So any questions you got for me or Shaw, how we prepare for the playoffs or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm going to say. But, man, maybe he has a different perspective on it.
Absolutely. Playing the same team. Y'all beat this team a couple weeks ago, you said.
I feel some type of way.
So being a team – before, and then you got to play him again, obviously. Well, what's the mindset alone, knowing the number that you beat them guys by?
Being consistent is number one. We got to be consistent. You know, it's play by play. You know, basketball is a long game, so, you know, we got to be consistent the whole game. And we got to have a great start. We had a great start last game. I think we was up by 20, and they cut it down to 13 in the second quarter. You know, we got to be consistent. Like every game we lost, we wasn't consistent through the whole game.
All right, so you know now it's all for the marbles, the big picture, the big game. You know what I'm saying? All that last time really don't count. So what's some of those rituals? Do you got a pregame ritual, like a song you listen to? Because you know I was in a band before I went and played my song. I used to listen to Cash Money, you know, and then. So, you know, I'll be ready. You know, the block is hot. You know what I'm saying? So what's some type of pregame ritual or song? What you do before these big games?
I mean, I stay ready for me. You got to stay ready.
Benny Johnson?
Cut it out.
You got to stay ready.
Okay, so right now, you got on rain shoes. You ready to go play on the concrete?
shoes right here, man.
You got sneakers on? You got an indoor ball? You got the
shoes
ball?
Right here, man. We got the shoes right
they
here.
They ain't on your feet. They ain't on your feet. Y'all already long. So what you do to, you know, before games? Like, is it the, you know, a lot of people listen to radio. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it that you do before these games?
It's a mindset thing. I got to get my mind right. Like, first of all, it's what's the word I'm looking for? I got to be right. I can't think about, you know, messing up in games or negative things. I got to think of positive things to do in the game. Making the right play, you know, playing defense is probably number one. You know, most of my pro teams don't play defense. So if you play defense, you know, 9 out of 10 times you're going to win. You got to play defense.
Got to play defense. To tell everybody, man, defense still is valuable in this game. A lot of people don't play it.
I think you – let me see your stand. Like, when I was in there, you had to move like that. What's your defense?
Like that, hands up.
Hands up, like to tip the ball. Like you know what I'm saying? What's your defensive stand? I think you blow. I think you game on the show to blow us up. Can we see what's your defensive stand?
Nah, I mean, it just depends on.
Where you going, bro?
Nah, it depends on the who you guard for one. If you guard the shooter, you know, it's hands up, you know, because it's hand down, man down with the shooter. You know, you got a driver, you got your hands out. You know, it just depends. If you got both, you got one hand up and one hand out. Depending on which way he goes. If you're right here, you're on the force left.
That's my guy, G. Right.
I don't let that guy go on. I don't even like the play to be set up. So I got to go 94. My young self, I'm going 94.
So, I'm going to ask you this.
You getting that pressure the whole game.
I'm asking you this. So you say you're a defender. What made Dirk Nowitzki hard to guard?
That fadeaway.
Nah, that's a shot.
Oh.
That fadeaway is definitely that fadeaway. And he's like 7 foot. Everybody with a fadeaway, you can't stop it. Like Kobe, Carmelo, like, you can't stop that fadeaway. Because you can't. Like,
Michael Jordan had the best fadeaway. You know what I'm saying? It was followed closely by his protege, Kobe Bryant. Right. But in addition to the height, the man shot the ball at the highest point. You're not blocking the shot because he's shooting it at the height.
Yeah, Dirk, you gotta make him feel uncomfortable. That's why you don't even let him get into that motion. You have to get a body on him. You can't let him get comfortable. You gotta make him make, like, every time he has a body on him. You know?
Right, because once he do this, it's lights out.
It's over.
Exactly. You let him plan himself, and a lot of teams don't play like that because it's not safe anymore. The way the pick and roll game and stuff is, but I don't give a hell, man. I'm stat like that. I'm built like that.
Yeah, my boy too say about that life. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey man, just shout out to little Jay Donuts and more, man. We're gonna have to. He's kicking up a kickball charity event. We might have to get a basketball with Sports Talk with Fred, man. We talking all these hoopers.
Yeah, you might have to. But, yeah, let me just piggyback off of what y'all talking about real quick. Defense. I tell the guys, always active hands, force things to the baseline. Force things to the sideline. Don't give it to the middle because so many times, and I'm not going to say too much because I'm pretty sure I'll share this later, if you get it into the middle, it's kind of hard. You know, then you can facilitate. If the defense collapses in, you can kick it out. Floater, in Shaw's case, he'll dunk on somebody. You know what I'm saying? So – the whole thing is active hands, active feet. You can't get lazy on defense. If you're running some type, because we like to run certain defenses, so we got to the rotation has to be on. That's the biggest thing. We like to create a lot of steals, create a lot of transition buckets, you know? So I yelled the guys off.
Oh, dang it, sir. Okay. So you went from dancing to Mr. Miyagi. Okay, I see you dropping nuggets right now.
Just a little bit, because I'm going to share this later, and I know they watching. They watching, so they can be like, oh, this is what they're going to do. But they ain't going to stop it.
We're going to win
this game by 20.
Hey, I want to, like, rewind. Please play. Never they won. Ain't going to stop it because you got a winning system. Y'all remember that?
Word up.
Our record,
up out of here, man.
Our record is not.
But, dude, G, right? Wax on.
You already know, my boy.
Man, so all right. What's gonna be the first get a parting words, man? It's always so hard to say goodbye, but you know, I think this is our time. Time is up. Man.
I go first.
You was ready. You're supposed to be the one that let us off.
I can multitask, baby. But anyhow,
I can't walk and talk, baby. See, I be getting up, I drop my iPad, I gotta come back.
I can walk, talk, chew bubblegum, all of your bubble. But hey, it's your boy Coach Lee, man. Appreciate you fellas getting on here tonight. Thanks to the family, friends, and all the people who listening in. Appreciate you, Gene. Gene been here like 3-4 weeks in a row, man. He definitely makes the show fun. Comments, it drives everything. We appreciate y'all. You know what? My favorite show too, brother. I appreciate it. So with that being said, man, I'm gonna pass it over to two now.
What's going on? Appreciate everybody, man. Appreciate y'all, man, because you practice every day, bro. One day, like I told your teammate, I'm gonna have to come get mines. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Now I'm too old now. You'll bust my ass. Yeah. Man, shout out to the brand, man, all day, man. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to Coach Hill, man, just being a coach. I coach myself, so, you know, every time I see another coach, you know, being on here, man, I know that you be on your players all 48, 60, how much time you play. Every single play, you probably chattering. They hear you, bro. So I see you already. I see the mentality. I hope y'all win this weekend. And I want to give a shout-out, man, to Bumpy Nelson, man, because without Bumpy, this wouldn't happen, man. Bumpy's a member of your group there. Blessful guy, man. You know, works hard every day on the road, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Salute to that man every single way that we have, man. And we're going to keep growing. Thank you for letting me grow with you guys.
Same here, man. You add your own, you know, own flavor to it, man. Like, you joining, making us grow. So, you know, shout out to you and the Boston Globe, the Boston Bean, everything Boston but the Celtics, man. You know, definitely
shout out Boston but the Celtics. And forget the Patriots, too. I don't rock with them either. My team, hold on. My team right here, Boston College Eagles, a college team, is the only team I mess with in New England.
I was a player at Boston College in one of the NCAAs. Man, I'm telling you, like, yeah, I rock with them.
Yes, all day.
I like that. But, hey, man, definitely got a shout out to the brand, everybody on there, man. We got a lot of big things going on. Definitely a shout out to Lil J's and more. Check them out. Y'all want some donuts? Mm-hmm. That's a donut plug. Shout out to my guy, Delvin Bro. In his book, Unbroken, y'all check that out on Amazon. Man, check out Shaun Athletic Gear. That's S-H-A-U-N athleticgear.com. That's the place you can get everything athletic, all the athletic apparel, jerseys, hats, jackets, everything. Man, definitely give a shout out to Spotify. You got us plugged in. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. That's all I got. But, hey, what you got for us, Coach Hill?
Hey, man, I'm going to keep this. No, sure, man. I shout out y'all boys for having me on for another season, man. It's been a blessing. I know we're not done yet. Bigger and better things coming, man. But it's just fun to meet new people every day, man. New blessings. Also, shout out this place right here. Y'all can't see it. Dollar Store and Cafe. They got burgers, everything, man. They got Dollar Store stuff. Little hood store, man. They got
I like
shout
that.
Out to
boys. Support the hood. Support
the hood. Yes, sir.
Shout out to the hood store. Hey, don't ever shout me out. Hey, shout out to Uncle Lee Guard. He's a bastard. He's a hater. He's a safe
man. I ain't going to throw you under no bus like that, man. But, hey, straight up. Straight in the hood, man. I support small businesses around here. So, man, shout them boys out, man, for what they doing over there, man. Besides that, shout out my family. And it's all love, man. Appreciate y'all.
Back. Hey, see what you started, Shaw? You brought us in. You took us off for the break. Now you got to take us off for the show.
Yeah,
we out, man. You close out the show for us, baby.
Appreciate y'all for having me. I love the arguments. Why? You're like... You remind me of Stephen A, man. I swear. Like,
I ain't gonna leave y'all though. I ain't gonna leave y'all though. You know what I'm saying? Stay in. Stay home base, baby. The money can't change me, baby.
Yeah. I appreciate y'all. Appreciate it, though.
To the bar, man. Check out the first show. We got a rap artist. Check them out tomorrow. We got an artist battle. 7:30, we got a battle that's really good. Two artists coming up, one from Dallas, one from New Orleans. Y'all definitely want to check that out. Got more for y'all tomorrow. The big brand. Boom!
Out of here. Peace.